Praise the Lord. Our text is from Matthew chapter 7, verse 20. Therefore, by their fruit, you will know them. Father, thank you so much for today. Jesus, we give you all the glory, King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We appreciate you for everything, Jesus. God, also God. As we're about to listen to your word, fill us, Lord, with the power of the Holy Spirit and move our heart, O God, to love you more and more. Thank you, God, for preparing the heart of your servant. Father, thank you for the listeners. I pray, God, for those that are listening to me. Jesus, wherever they are, may your grace cover them. Thank you, God, for this great ministry. We pray, O God, for those that are listening. Thank you, Nan, and take your glory. Amen. Well, today, from our text, Matthew chapter 7, verse 20, I'm led by the Spirit of God to quickly speak to you on the thing. By their fruit, you shall know them. Now, from the text, Matthew 7, verse 20, set the stage for discussing how we often judge people by their outward appearances rather than their true character. Jesus teaches us to discern the true nature of individuals by examining the fruit of their lives. We must first understand the fruit in the biblical context. That represents the action, the behavior, and character from the person's heart. Amen. A good fruit produces love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You look at Galatians chapter 5, verse 23. The bad fruit produces selfishness, deceit, anger, and division. Now, from our text, by their fruit we shall know them. We shall know people by the way they live. Their character shows exactly who they are. The Bible says a good tree will not produce bad fruit. And a bad tree will not produce good fruit. Now, as a believer, if you truly believe in Jesus, and you are living right with God, your actions and attitude will show the world that indeed you are of God. You don't have to be telling people, oh yes, I'm a Christian, I'm a pastor, I'm from this church, before people know that you're a Christian. But the way you treat people, the way you deal with people, the way you talk to people will identify you with Christ. Hallelujah. And so a believer, a true believer, is known by their character. And what is that character? The word of God will enable them to live a disciplined life. A life that will show the world that indeed they are living for God. But what about someone who is not of God? You will not see love in the life of that person. The peace, patience, kindness. They are selfish people, deceitful people, bitter people. People with deceptive heart. They don't have mercy easily. You know, I had a situation with a fellow. I borderlined for someone. And this guy came claiming the property was for him. We went into deal, and exactly the property was for him. But I decided to negotiate with him. And he agreed. On the negotiation, the price he called was too exorbitant. And I appealed. It took 5 years. This young man kept torturing me. And everything that I have underlined, destroyed. It brought pain to my heart. And I just wanted to treat him the other way. But I understood that this guy, it's not born again. If this guy was a born again believer, I will understand that he will have mercy and be able to let it go. And this is where we see difference between people who don't know Jesus and people who truly know Jesus. People who know Jesus are merciful. They are patient. They are good people. They are faithful people. They are kind people. They find it difficult to hurt others. They had a forgiving spirit. They give freely. They have compassion on people. They love the poor. They are willing to sacrifice what they have for those in need. What about people who don't know Jesus? They don't care about the result. They don't feel the pain or the fears. They find it difficult to have mercy on those that wrong them and even forgive them. And this is where Jesus emphasizes that a good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear bad fruit. This highlights that God is concerned with our actions and character, not just the word of profession of faith. Our actions and characters matter most to God. And I want to encourage you, believers, the world is watching us. There are many people out there who don't know Jesus. There are many out there who are still in doubt. There are many out there who are still struggling to know the truth about Jesus. If we truly show that we are of God, many people will see the need to follow Jesus. But if our actions and attitude are showing to them that we are not of God, they will not see reason to follow Jesus. And so, the word would identify us with Christ if our actions and attitude proves that we are of God. If we love people, if we are kind in our speeches, if we are careful to utter words to people, if we do things with care, many people will see reason to follow Jesus. But if everything that comes from our mouth are negative things, the world will be skeptical. People who want to come to Jesus will be skeptical because they won't see the light to find a way to Jesus. And the Bible says we are the light of the world, a city on a hill that cannot be hidden. The world is watching us, and we have to be careful how we do things. Our action shows what really is in our heart. So when I'm telling people evil, they know exactly that I'm evil. When I'm in the street fighting, people know exactly that I'm a violent person. If I'm joining people to gossip, people know exactly that I'm not portraying good character. So now pass by today to encourage you. By our fruit, they shall know us. By your fruit, they shall know you. By their fruit, we shall know them. If you don't know that the word is washing you, then I want to remind you today that the word is washing you. And a lot of people study you more than you study yourself. The word know you more than you know yourself. To bring glory to the word of God, to the kingdom of God, I want to encourage you today. Learn to live in the fear of God. Study the word of God. Pray, ask God for wisdom, that you will live according to his glory. Today, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you, by your fruit, they shall know you. If you bear bad fruit, the world will criticize you. But if you bear good fruit, you will bring glory to the kingdom of God. I want to encourage you, learn to bear good fruit. And your fruit will be a blessing for you. May the word of God bless the heart of his people. Father, thank you so much, Lord, for your spoken word. Lord, we have heard your word. Your word is a light to our path. Father, I pray. Oh God, sometimes we overlook our actions and characters. We forget to know that people are watching us and listening to us. Father, I pray today, as I hear your word, Lord, let it sink into my heart. And I pray, O God, that those that are listening with me, God, may they hear your word, and God, may they take action to live a life that will bring glory to you. Thank you now. Take your glory. Amen.